So bringing your body to rest, to repose. Letting your hands come to rest anywhere you like on your torso, so that you can feel the movement of the breath rising and sinking, expanding outward, drawing inward. So the breath is moving your inner ecosystem. You can think of the breath being kind of like a tidal rhythm, how the water comes in on the shore and then goes out again. Your breath has that same rhythm. Breathing in through the nose. Breathing out through the nose or the mouth. Wave after wave of breath as the body begins to settle. And as the movement of your breath continues, to let your attention begin to wander around your structure, the structure of your body making contact with the ground. And create any shifts that will give you more comfort and ease in your structure. So maybe it's extending your legs outwards so the weight of the legs drops into the ground. Or maybe having the soles of your feet on the ground to give more support to your lower back, the back of your belly. Maybe you want to lengthen the back of your neck or widen your shoulders. So take a little inventory, a little scan of your structure, of your environment. And to make any changes, any adjustments that bring you more comfort. And throughout this practice, feel free to make any change that brings you more comfort, ease, support, well-being. Now let's dive in to the fountain breath. So breathing in through the nose, shaping the lips in a small O. And as you blow the exhale out, just follow it as long as feels comfortable. inhaling through the nose. Repeating it again two or three times before you rest in ordinary effortless breathing. Expelling the exhale to its completion, breathing in through the nose, and as you try on the fountain breath, the dandelion breath, get more accustomed to it, to notice how you can modulate the force. So you can soften, you can slow it down even more. And pacing your rhythm so you rest over and over again in automatic, effortless breathing. And in resting in ordinary breathing, to notice the aftermath of your action. Maybe you notice a little more energy or a little more calm. Maybe you notice some streaming sensations. So resting in ordinary automatic breathing as a place to reflect, to rest, maybe even let your attention simply wander. And then dive into the fountain breath again for as many repetitions as you like. Maybe the fountain breath lasts longer. Maybe the inhale that follows is slower and smoother. And sometimes you can also play with that inhale. You can do a quick inhale through the nose, followed by the long, sustained breath. Quick inhale or slow inhale through the nose. Long-lasting fountain breath. And taking a collective pause. Once again, letting your attention stream throughout your interior, wander here and there. Making any adjustments that feel good to you. And now the smoke or mist breath. So periodically on the exhale, allowing your lips to soften open and allow the exhale to slip out through your lips like smoke or fog. Steam. So whereas the fountain exhale was a more active exhale, this exhale is a bit more passive. More allowing. Closing the lips as you inhale through the nose. Softening the lips as you exhale. Allowing the mist, the steam, the smoke to arise on the exhale. Returning to fountain breath whenever you like. Returning to automatic breathing whenever you like. And as you repeat the allowing breath of the mist, steam, smoke breath, how your lips can just very subtly change shape. So as you exhale out through the lips, there can be a tiny bit of movement, shape-shifting of your lips. Every now and then, taking a pause in non-action. And as you return to action, feel free at times if you like to change where your hands are coming to rest on your torso. Each zone of our body has different information for our soma and psyche. And besides the lips moving on the allowing breath, how on either the fountain breath or the smoke mist steam breath, your skull can begin to move in response. So movement of your lips, movement of your skull. more force and direction in your exhale at times. Less force and direction in your exhale at times. Smaller and smaller movement, supported by the flow of the breath. Lips moving at times, skull moving at other times, lips and skull moving. Lips and skull at rest. The movement of your breath internally, increasing pressure and decreasing pressure. And because we're each unique ecosystems with various needs and preferences in our design, to feel free to be more active, trying out this, trying out that, relish your complexity. Others of us may desire more simplicity, less complexity, less investigation. So feel free to follow your own unique rhythm of movement and stillness. Resting or being active. Really small, intricate movement. Or larger movement. So from this focus on our breath, and particularly our lips and skull, you can globalize your attention to maybe include your shoulder girdle and scapula. Or the movement of your legs, rotating in and out, drawing up, laying down. So with the breath as your main driver of movement and stillness, to pace yourself. The more active expression of the exhale, the more passive expression of the exhale. And ordinary, effortless, automatic breathing. So I'm going to add a little atmospheric music, a soundtrack, for you to find your own way in this practice of movement and stillness, articulated breaths and ordinary breath. Bonding with the earth, bonding with gravity. and very gradually beginning to make a transition. So shifting your position either to your right side or left side to begin to engage your muscles with a little more activity. Noticing both your interior and the exterior. Taking your breath with you along for the ride. Little by little, transitioning into uprightness. Noticing the transitional moments. Maybe allowing an exhale through the mouth. Or expelling a long extended fountain breath. So easing back into uprightness.